This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy for the United States, the World, and You. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. I'm extremely grateful that you've been guided to serve, to join this sacred circle, for we are doing sacred work for ourselves and for all countries and people across Mother Earth. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the United States economy, the world economy, and within each of us, and to do so under grace, to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are, to be the instruments of peace, who we are. Before we start today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 193. Lessons from the past will be clear when you are ready. You know, I often really think of life as life university. And for each of us, for so many of us, people want to know what is their purpose? What's their reason for being here? And some people feel very glad when they can discover an outlet for their gift, and when it's very clear-cut in music or art or something of that sort, science. And yet for so many people, it doesn't seem clear-cut. And I say to you, our real lesson in life, our real purpose for here, for being here in this life, is to master love. And all the things that you've experienced, all the things that when we wonder about, you know, the lessons from the past, we usually think about things that we're not so happy about or proud about. We still may feel grief or pain. It may not make sense. And I share with you, as the message shares with you, it takes readiness on your part. And when it does, when you are, it simply comes through. So what is readiness? To be ready is to be prepared to act. More importantly, you can't be prepared unless you are willing. You strongly are committed and open, available now for this purpose. So to be prepared, to even prepare, is a willingness on your part. Now, the neat thing is that whether you realize it or not, every life experience you've been through has been a process in preparing, preparing to be your greater self, preparing to be truly one with your higher self, to distinguish mental pushing to being centered in being you. And lessons, we think we know what they are. Lessons are really a course of instruction. The word itself means to read. So in essence, the lessons of your life, your course of instruction, your book of life is learned by living your life. And at some moment when it feels pressing too much, a willingness on your part to listen inside. Oftentimes people discover who they really are. They connect with their spirit self. They come to God under duress. They feel dis-ease. They feel distress. They feel grief. It is at these moments we often are willing to surrender our mental self of knowing and thinking we know who we are and approaching things from a logical perspective to stepping back, almost surrendering, opening ourselves up, not giving in, it's giving up, or rather it's giving up our mental self to be connected with our higher self. To be ready to master love, to master your book of instruction, your life, takes a willingness on your part to catch yourself when you find yourself comparing yourself to anyone else. Everyone has their own life to live. For everyone has their own understanding of love, and everyone's on a different place on this path of mastering love. So it does you no good to compare. Choose to be curious versus critical. Choose to have an innocent set of eyes and an innocent heart who will, no matter what you've been through, who is curious to discover the truth, the higher truth, not the mental, logical truth behind all things. Be willing to stop pushing. Be willing to attract from your heart center and act from your heart. Oh. There you go. All is well. Remember, all is well all the time. Lessons from the past will be clear when you are ready. And I know your being here is a sign of your readiness, and I applaud each of you now. We'll keep this message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to breathe. Simply breathe into your heart center. Breathe into your heart center. Oneness with the universe. Breathe into your heart center. Allow yourself, imagine that we are right now on the land, and we are simply floating below the surface of all the mountains and the valleys and the strife and disconnect and the flowers and the trees, and we are going inside. We're going below the surface of the land. And we're seeing the life below the land. We are breathing the nutrients that feed the trees and the flowers. We are one with the life force of our dear, dear planet, Mother Earth. And as you go deeper and deeper, your lungs fill with this purity. And as you go deeper and deeper, notice the light inside, radiating, calling your attention. Be one with this light. Allow yourself to be attracted by this light because you know you are. Notice its color. Just breathe into this light. Become one with that color. You're floating closer and closer to your core, to the core of Mother Earth that resides inside of you. And down here, you may pass some pools of water, for they are also below the surface. Simply gliding towards this light of love, who you are, at the center of your being. Feel the love attracting you, the light attracting you. And as you breathe into it, see this light expand brighter and brighter, wider and wider, lighter and lighter. Allow yourself to be one with this light, this pure core of your being. Feel the love inside of you, the peace inside of you. This is your safe place. This is the center of your temple, if you will. This is the center of your universe inside. Breathe into your heart center here. We're way below the surface, surrounded by the warmth of the core of Mother Earth inside of you. Feel her rays reach out, embracing you, filling you with pure love now. Mother Earth knows exactly where to go. Your higher self knows exactly where to go. God knows exactly where to go. Simply breathe into the light from a place of love. Simply be love. Allow yourself to give up your mental stuff and be one with this love, this light inside of you. Feel the love, knowing that this love is consuming all those things that you have felt have brought you down in any way. All the moments of self-doubt and criticism. You know, it's not so much about what we criticize in others. It's knowing that that could not happen unless we're criticizing within ourselves. Let's give up to Mother Earth inside of us, in the core of our being, the self-doubt, the self-criticism, the comparing ourselves to someone else, the questioning, wondering why and why not. Let's just simply release it now to this light inside of you. Any beliefs of not good enough, not deserving enough, and experiences of grief and hardship, simply release them now as they come up to the light inside of you, this loving light inside of you. Breathe into this light. See, feel, and know all of these things are simply being dissolved back to the nothingness from where they came, and doing so under grace. There you go. One by one, let those thoughts, those experiences, those memories release from your heart now with love, knowing they came for a reason. And if you allow yourself, your higher self, you'll be told when you are ready exactly what it was about. It's never what we think. It's simply a lesson in mastering love. Love for our being. Love for doing the best we know how to do. Love for whoever we acted like, knowing we are a child of God. At any moment, just as we are doing now, we can totally unite with the core essence of our being. All is well. Breathing into that light, seeing it transform right before your inner eye. Knowing you are deepening your connection with the core of your being now, under grace. Feel that love radiating to every cell and atom of your being, harmonizing the life force within you. harmonizing your thinking mind so you may become a quieter mind and hear your higher self. Simply be one with this light, sending it love as it radiates your love back to you. Feel that love. Know you are loved. Be love. When you're ready, we're going to come back. You have all of you with you. You are whole. You are love. You bring your inner self, this inner light, out into the physical world. Allow yourself, when you come back, to simply see, speak, and act from the knowingness of who you are. Your total, total connection with spirit, the life force, the power and presence of love in you and outside of you. And from this place, you will act, you will speak, you will think, and you will feel. And if you should happen to go down that old path again, no problem. You'll catch it. No comparing, no criticism. Simply catch it and come back to this perfection of who you are. For you are already perfect, dear one. The rest are to learn things not from spirit, from others. This is about connecting with who you are, remembering who you are, and living life from this place of being who you are. You are ready. All is well. So I invite you now to consciously breathe into your heart center. Before you come to the surface again, notice like a silver cord, any color you want, golden cord, coming up from the light inside of you. Travel this cord back to the surface of Mother Earth, knowing that you, at your heart center, are anchored at the core of your being, in the core of Mother Earth, in the core of this beautiful light of love. This light of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Travel this ray of light back to the surface. Allow it to bring you back ever so gently under grace as you breathe into your heart center. Breathing in love. Breathing in curiosity to see what life will bring you today. Breathing in harmony, at peace with yourself inside and outside of you now. Breathing in prosperity, knowing the depths of your beauty, your attractiveness, all that you could ever need and want. Breathing in your oneness with the life force of the universe now. As you come closer and closer back to the surface, connecting again with the nutrients, the feed, the plants, the trees, the flowers. These same nutrients, by the way, that on the surface when we come back, feed each of us, the birds and the insects and the animals and each of us. And when you're ready, come back upon the land. Feel your legs, your feet. Allow them to truly feel the ground you are sitting or standing on. Extend your arms, move them gently. Feel your presence in the atmosphere. Sway ever so gently, like leaves on a tree. A gentle breeze. Notice the light outside is a reflection of the light inside. Slow your breath. Bring your arms together, your hands together, in prayer position. Thank and bless your higher self for allowing you to journey inside. Bless and thank your mental self for allowing you to journey inside and be one with your higher self now. I bless you and thank you. That's it. I bless you and thank you with a full, full heart, a happy heart, a heart who knows who he or she is now, child of God, and all is well. I thank you, dear ones. Namaste.
Namaste. Enjoy a happy heart. Carla?